Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, this is Irene Watson, and I am your host for today. Today, I'm just really, really delighted to be speaking on the phone all the way from Corpus Christi, Texas, to Dr. Michelle Castro. She is the author of Get Your Career on the Fast Track, a Navigational Guide for the Modern Manager. And Michelle has got this fantastic bio that I would like to share with you, the listeners. She is a self-empowerment expert, and she is also known as a soul coach because she delves deep into her client psyche to shed light on what is longing to be seen and expressed. Wow. She is also the founder and principal of Get Smart and Bright Light Coaching, a professional training, coaching, and publishing company. Her work as the spiritual entrepreneur, author, speaker, coach, and also modern philosopher has resulted in her international recognition as an expert in the field of self-help and spiritual development. So obviously you know why I'm really happy to be interviewing her today. One of her purposes in life is to empower millions of people from all over the world to attract more success and happiness by learning to graduate from their default place to their divine life. Very impressive there too, so I'm glad that we have a lot of listeners listening to this. Dr. Michelle is a highly sought-after speaker and media expert. She speaks to people all around the world on subjects ranging from interpersonal relationships, career advancement, life purposes, stress management, success strategies, practical spirituality, and creative life design. She is the author of the renowned Get Smart book series, dozens of e-books on life empowerment, and hundreds of articles that have been broadly advertised in publications like Cosmopolitan, Atlanta Journal, Constitution, The Caller Times, and she's been on numerous television and radio shows. I know that she's got a really heavy schedule, and she attends to a lot of clients where actually her client base is very exclusive. She teaches them innovative and experiential educational curriculum designed to help them achieve everyday enlightenment and empowers them to become bright lights in the world. Wow. Well, thanks for taking the time from your busy schedule and being with us today, Michelle.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do what I love.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm telling the audience all the things about you, and I'm just like really realizing how fortunate we are to have you with us. So I think, you know, just looking through all your materials that you have, your books, your knowing that you do all kinds of coaching, it's obviously you come from a lot of background experience, personal experience yourself. So tell me, how did this career get started for you personally?
Well, the easy short answer is I could not really figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. And so when I was in graduate school back in Carolina, I was studying to work with college students, and so I did a practicum internship at the Career Counseling Center and figured that would be a good way for me to get my own career figured out, and decided that I loved working with students and helping them decide on their career path, and taught some classes around it, and really that was my first job out of graduate school, was as a career counselor working with university students. And so, yeah, we often teach what we need to know, and from there, it really launched into my writing career. I always, not even half jokingly, really seriously, I write about everything I need to learn about. So those people who will research me a little bit, I mean, every book came out when I was learning about, my first book was on relationships, so I was trying to figure out what that whole realm of life is about, and then I put a book out on careers and then stress management. And so once I kind of knew that I was a writer and that really came to me, I didn't sit down to say I was going to be a writer and never really even studied writing in my four-year degrees. But after I stepped into it, it really started a floodgate of creativity and a lot of things started flowing through me. And then also I found out about career coaching or coaching back in Atlanta around 2000, I guess. And I knew immediately that that was where I needed to be because coaching really helps people look at what they want and helps to develop a smart strategy to get there very quickly and easily. And it's the rest is history. It's just been a wonderful journey.
You know, there's always this adage, and I'm going way back and maybe aging myself here, but way, way back, it was really important to get out of school, out of college, university, whatever, and get a secure job, something like one of, you know, what comes to mind is IBM. And so because there was security, you were going to be there for 30 years, you were going to get all the benefits, and then you would be able to retire.
My, how times have changed. Yes, we're not like that anymore.
Let's talk about how those times have changed.
Yeah, it's been, you know, a relatively quick amount of time. It's interesting because this book, Get Your Career on the Fast Track, was first my second book that came out in 2000. It was titled Get Smart About Modern Career Development. And it's funny because many of the things that I wrote about that were predictions at that time are now starting to come true. For example, in the 21st century, you know, the modern world of work, self-employment and small business development, I said, will become more the norm than big business. And I said also that career changes would be more frequent due to those rapidly changing organizations and industries. And really, I think right now people want more meaning. They want the money, yes, but they're seeking more meaning from their work. And so security really, you know, Mark Twain said there is no security in life, only opportunity. So with all the downsizings and right-sizing and upside, all these things that go on, so many doors are closed. But I often say that those days that when one door opens is that's a good day because then you can actually start looking at what you really want to do, not what you happen to have fallen into. See, life's just like anything else. Careers in particular, people often default into and they fall into something because maybe their parents told them to do that or, I mean, believe me, in the college setting, I could not believe the reasons why some students would tell me why they chose majors or career paths. It wasn't based on anything that was coming from inside them. It was from some external form of validation or what someone told them. So what I have really come to love about what I do is I help people look within for what they want to do so that they can keep up with the changing times. And yes, you can still look for traditional forms of work, but I teach to be flexible and fluid with it because the changes are happening, and the more that you know yourself and are able to adapt to the situation, the more you can navigate. And really, I often really look at people's purpose because if you know what your purpose is, then the changes and the U-turns that come along the career highway aren't so challenging. So.
Yeah, you know, what you just said about how important it is that we really need to look within ourselves. What is it that we want? And what you had just mentioned, you know, the reason that so many students are in college and going on a career track is because it's been passed down for generations. And that is so untrue now for the 21st century. And, you know, I have to add something to that, too. Fun.
Yes.
Your work has to be fun.
It used to be that we just thought it could be fun. Now we know it's supposed to be fun. In fact, one of my favorite quotes about careers is from Confucius. And he said, choose a job you love and you'll never work another day in your life. And that's so true, Irene, right?
Yes.
So I know you're a writer, and I bet when you're writing and you're doing things that you love, time just flows.
Oh, no kidding. 10 hours later, it's like, what happened? Oh, I forgot to have my water.
And that is what I believe. When we do what we love,
yes,
not only do we surrender to our inner self, but I believe that other people benefit so strongly. That's one of the firmest beliefs that I say the reason why to do the inner work, to look at what you really want to do, is because when you are on purpose with yourself and you're doing what you love, that love and passion helps everyone else.
Michelle, you referred to the term smart career decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that, what that really means. What does one person have to do to make that smart decision?
Well, it's three things, really. One is to raise your self-awareness. And, you know, self-knowledge is essential to anything that we do. If we know who we are, what our strengths are, what our personality is, you know, what we like to do, who we like to work with, that is a lot of good information. That's very important. That's the first part of the get smart, if you will, decision-making process, is to know yourself. Be very self-aware. then I'm a strong believer and advocate for following our intuition, and that is our inner guidance system, if you will, that will tell us the direction that we're meant to go. And often the signs and synchronicities are there, but we have to be tuned in and we have to honor them, because we will be led in the right direction then. But so many times people get stuck here because they're following their ego or they're following some kind of external system that really gets them lost because they're looking for something, and they're looking in the wrong place. So when we look within, our inner guidance system will get us there. And then finally, it's also practicing what I call active reflection, which is thinking about thinking. So it's like you journal, you do self-awareness exercises, you get coaching. You know, you're actively questioning your own mindset and your own set of beliefs, because our beliefs create our reality. And if you're just if you just walk through life with unexamined thoughts, you will get what I often call a default life. But if you're willing to examine and look at your beliefs and thoughts and actions and question them, you will tend to make more smarter decisions, particularly with your career.
You know, this is so true, and I know that most career coaching and people that advocate career changes don't look at the looking within themselves. And I'm so glad to hear that from you, because that is so important. But taking that little step further, I know that there is a lot of fear to trust your own intuition. Mm-hmm. And so how do you suggest that we get past that fear and, like, really listen to within and not know it's just chatter or, you know, fear, and it's all this what-ifs come into play?
Whenever we play the what-if game, when it goes in the negative direction, I always say, well, let's play the what-if game on the positive direction. So what if it all goes terribly wrong? Well, what if it goes all terribly, wonderfully right, mm-hmm. and you are successful beyond belief, and what if you touch a million lives, and what if? So that's where that outside perspective, a coach, to check out your own ideas, because, you know, as Einstein said, the thinking that created the issue cannot be the thinking that uncreates it, because basically you keep cycling your own set of thoughts. So that is why an outside perspective, somebody who's not attached to you, family or friends, because love them as much as we can, they kind of have an agenda for us.
Oh, yes.
So we really need somebody who's not, has an attachment to the outcome of our own lives. That's one. And I also wanted to kind of toss in there one of my ideas that I love about fear is that fear is just really a lack of understanding. You know, I'll give you a recent example from my own life. You know, I have been in fear of changing my servers, and, you know, I have several websites and all of that, and I'm not exactly super technically intelligent. I have other set of skills. And so recently I have been working with someone who's helped me with that. Now, granted, he did a lot of the work, but he wasn't afraid of doing it, and it was like no big deal. But the reason why it took me so long to get to it was because I didn't have an understanding of what it would take. The same thing holds true for people who are making a career change. They fear success. Mm-hmm. They fear change because they don't understand it. But if you've got somebody, like I hired somebody who had the map or the guide to do what I needed to be done, same thing is that people, the smart people, the successful people that I've met many, they know that mentoring and coaching is the key to success, because you, if you want to get somewhere, have to be willing to admit that you maybe don't know. And maybe there's somebody who does know, and if you can work with them and learn from them, they will teach you what you don't know. Therefore, you will not have a lack of understanding anymore, and you can get where you're going. Make sense?
Oh, it makes, yes, very much it makes sense, of course. So, okay, here we are, we get past the fears, we finally got it, we're going to listen to our intuition, we decide what it is that we really want to do, and I'm going to throw in, and it's going to be fun, then what?
Then we have to get into action, because life is all about change and evolving ourselves. I really believe that. You know, one thing we can count on is change, and if you have done all that work and you've gained clarity and you've committed to a direction, well, of course, the next thing is to take the action. And again, this would be a stopping point for many people because, again, going back to our original idea that, you know, change requires change, we have to do something different. Because if we keep doing what we've always done, we'll get the same results. So, again, I cannot overemphasize coaching enough, that coaching gets you into action. And now here's the distinction I like to make, too. A good, qualified, excellent coach, or anybody for that matter, doesn't emphasize action for action's sake. We talk about inspired action, so that it's coming from the inner place of inspiration so that you're taking the right action at the right time. Otherwise, I see people on a hamster wheel taking a bunch of action, sending the resumes out here, doing this, doing that, but it's not on purpose, if you will. So there's a big distinction. We want to do inspired action with a purpose.
You know, yeah, as I'm sitting here listening to you, purpose, that is such an important thing, too.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Hi there. Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. This is to remind our listeners that we are speaking to Michelle Castro. She is the author of Get Your Career on the Fast Track. The website, again, is brightlightcoach.com, and the other one is smartcareerchanges.com. You also talk about taking 7 steps to making that career decision. And that, I guess, probably should be precluded to going in within and so on. Actually, it probably all ties together, doesn't it? It's like, you know, here we are. We're going to make a career decision. What are we going to do? What are the steps that we're going to take? And you indicate 7 of them.
Yeah, and we won't spend a lot of time on each of them, but we will go through them very quickly. And the very first, most important one is that self-assessment stage, which is what are your strengths, weaknesses, values, what are your personalities. You know, it's funny, when I was used to be a career counselor, I used to give a bunch of the traditional what do you want to be when you grow up tests, right? Because I figured there's got to be an answer out here somewhere. It's funny, though, as a coach, I don't use any of those things. I use a very intuitive, integrative model, and we just get to the same answers that are more true than if we were to sit down with a paper and pencil test. I mean, those can be helpful, and I'm not knocking them. They serve a purpose, but there's other ways to get to who you are that are much simpler and much quicker, and those are the tools that I use. So once you kind of know who you are, then you have to look in at the world of work and do some research, because things are changing so quickly. I mean, who could have known that we could be doing this interview now, Irene? You know, 10, 20 years ago, I don't think this would have been happening.
Exactly.
Which is so exciting, because that means there's a whole set of new opportunities out there, and if you're not keeping up, you can miss. And new fields are created all the time. In fact, coaching is a good example. Coaching started about 20 years ago, and it started more in the business executive, but now it's become more mainstream into individual coaching. So then once we know who we are and what's kind of out there that excites us, we can do a comparison and say, how does this fit? You know, it's who I am now and all the experiences that I've had, and I truly believe that all of the experiences that we do have prepare us for what we're to do next. So I don't think anything that anyone's doing out there right now is a waste of time or not part of a greater plan. You just have to be able to look at what's transferable and what you liked about each of those things that you did to start put the puzzle together. And so then once you say, okay, how does this fit, then you can do what I call just role exploration. Go out there and try it on. You know, someone emailed me recently about a new academy that I'm starting, the Career Change Academy, and she was interested in teaching and possibly going back for her degree. Well, I immediately said to her, you know what, sign up to be a substitute teacher and see how you like it before spending all 4 years and all that money on something you may or may not like. Because what I saw when I was in academia was students who would do just that. They would get all the way through to their senior year and never be in front of a student teaching and then find out it wasn't for them.
Wow.
Not very smart. So the sooner that you can spend time with somebody who's doing what you want to do or try it on, doesn't have to be paid to still be experienced. So get out there and do some informational interviewing, shadowing, helping, assisting, interning. That way you'll find out. So let's say you've done that, and you've gone to teach the little students, and they love it. You love it. So now you can get prepared. Now you can say, okay, now what do I need to do? What credentials do I have to become a teacher? Then you can actually start looking at some options, and then you can get into the preparation stage. Finally, then you become very, very committed, and you start to set those short-term and long-term career goals. You might come up with a timeline for yourself, you know, start to make arrangements for how you might fit education into your time, your daily schedule, so on and so forth. And then, of course, at every single stage, I want each of you to evaluate how you're doing. And if you get lost at any of those stages, always go back to stage one, because here's what I see people doing. We love to make up our minds. Human beings love to make up our minds. We like to be certain. Okay, I'm going to be a nurse, you know. Despite the fact that, like, seeing blood makes me a little queasy, I'm going to be a nurse. And so, you know, sometimes we commit to the wrong things. I've seen this in relationships, and we can do it in our careers also. My big teaching for everyone is to always to be flexible and be willing to be wrong about your own life, because when you're willing to be wrong, that means you get to be right eventually. But if you're not willing to be wrong, then you'll stay on a course that's the wrong course and wonder why you're not happy and fulfilled. So always, always, let's say you get to the point where you try on something in the role exploration stage and it just doesn't feel like it should feel. Your intuition tells you this isn't really for me. It's smarter to go back to stage one, because now you have all this new information to start the process again and go, okay, that didn't really feel right to me, but now I know all this new stuff, so now who am I? And then you can quickly, once you do this, the great thing about what I teach is that once you understand your own decision-making process, you're going to be applying it again and again anyway, because experts say we're going to change careers, not jobs, 5 to 7 times in a lifetime. So guess what? If you understand how to make a spiritually smart career decision, going through these stages is going to be really, really fast.
Yes, and you know, as I'm listening to those stages, steps, as you call them, but we can apply those to other parts of our lives too, not only the career. This is actually the basis, isn't it?
It is. It's really how do you make decisions, because
yes,
we always have to know who we are and what we want.
Exactly, exactly.
And so many times we're taught to not ask that simple question. I mean, that's a funny thing in coaching. A lot of times I'll just start with a real simple question, what do you want? And so many people have never really considered it.
No, and I'm sure the answer, they probably look at you puzzled. It's like, well, why are you asking me? I'm here to get coached in a career.
Right.
You know, it's like, wow, but there's more, isn't there? So all this information is obviously in your book, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just talk about what makes your book just a little bit different than what other career books are in the market.
Well, a lot of the testimonials and feedback that I get emphasize this psychological, emotional exploration, getting in touch with your inner self, you know, that part of you that, like, as I say, longs to be seen and expressed, the part of you that has a song to sing, a dance to dance, a book to write. Most career books are very linear, logical, you know, step one, get a job, or resume writing, or some of the skills. But, you know, anyone can get a job, and a lot of people can get a career. It takes a special kind of person who's willing to look at what their purpose is and, like, that bigger, deeper, those really soul-searching questions. And my book takes people there. It takes them on a journey to get to that soul level where they can ask some of the questions. And it's very interactive also. I mean, when someone reads one of my books, whether it's the Get Your Career on a Fast Track or any of the e-books, they're all written in a very specific way. It's really a coaching way, because there's questions and self-awareness exercises throughout it, so that if you take the time to kind of work through it, you're really going to know yourself at a much deeper level. And those decisions that you think are so hard are suddenly going to be, like, so obvious, you're going to know the next step to take. And I don't think any book that I've read about career development does that.
No, they're mostly informational, but what I'm hearing you say is also yours is a step-by-step process. It's okay, you're not going to sit down in one evening and flip through this whole book and read it, and all of a sudden you're going to come out on the other side and you're going to know how to create a new career. It's obviously a step-by-step process. It's really going to take some soul-searching, and this is a from what I understand, makes it different also. So this is great.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to say, Irene, which is that basically I took processes that I actually take clients with that are in the book. So it is very, what I would call experiential, very, very much so.
That's so important, so important. Just a few minutes ago here, Michelle, you had mentioned the word job, and you also mentioned the word career. Let's talk about the difference between a job and a career.
Well, a job is something typically people do for the purpose is money. They need money. And there's not a lot of education and experience required. Whereas a career, you step more into the prestige or the title. And the purpose is more to have more prestige in what you're doing. And often you need more education and experience to get into a career. But what I say in the book, too, is your life's work is something that you would do even if you didn't get paid for it. I mean, it's something that you can't not do. And what I say about that is that's when you know your spirit is present, when it's something that you can't not do. You know, I have a lot of artist friends. Well, they have to paint, right? Artists, I love Abraham Maslow. He says, you know, a writer must write, a painter must paint, something like that. If he is ultimately to be at peace with himself, what a person must do, he must do, because it's his to do. And that is a very different level of work and the idea of work and the idea really of self-expression. And the higher up you go, and actually the deeper that you go within yourself, the higher you go in your work, that becomes expressed because it starts to become a reflection of you.
Well, that sure makes sense. So as I'm listening to you, and I'm also thinking about going back to the 7 steps that you gave us, this is where a coach really comes in handy. And obviously, you had said this is what you take your clients through. So what I want to talk about is the importance of having that coach, that mentor, and what really is that benefit to the client themselves?
You know, it's so funny. Coaching is one of those things that's really hard to describe unless you've experienced it. And you know good coaching when you've experienced it. It's really hard to put in words. But I was getting close the other day when I was talking with a friend. I was like, you know, I don't really have any explanation why this client is like quantum leaping and shifting, because I'm not really doing anything. But what I think I came to understand was it was because there's that soul-to-soul, and the way I coach is a soul-to-soul connection, there's an intimate bond between the two people. It's like a mastermind group. You know, Napoleon Hill probably started the whole personal development industry, talked about his book Think and Grow Rich. You know, this idea of two minds coming together and having that mastermind energy. Well, that's what happens, the best I can describe it, in coaching, is you've got someone whose heart and soul and energy is really holding the space for your success and happiness and holding you accountable as you take the steps you need to take so that you start to become empowered and really start to believe in yourself and actually start to stretch yourself enough to be able to do the things that have been secret dreams and fantasies. They actually start to come true, and then it's just like magic starts happening. I mean, I have worked with people for as little as 30 days and helped them identify their purpose. This has happened numerous times, and I thought, well, wow, that was really easy. And so it's just a really powerful way to make your dreams come true. And like I said before earlier in our interview, Irene, every successful person out there, you know, and I'm not going to name names, but all the people that you saw in The Secret, you know, all the people that are writing the best-selling books, they know this, and they all have multiple mentors and coaches at different points along their career to give them that insight and perspective that they need.
You know, I so agree with you, and I understand that. I've been in masterminding for, 25 years. And as you say, it's, you know, when two or more meet in my name, I guess that's where it originally started, but it doesn't necessarily have to go that way. But it's just somebody else believing for you, because so often we can't see past that brick wall, that shield that we create around ourselves. But if somebody else can believe it and see it and support us, amazing things happen.
Yes.
I love it. I just love it. There's just so many times, and that's, you know, earlier in the interview we talked about fear, and that's another way to get through that fear is to have that coach or mentor or somebody that really believes in you.
Yes, we can borrow other people's strong beliefs, and that, and again, that energy that's transmuted.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you pick up something from your coach and from your mastermind it's very subtle, and that's why I say you have to experience it in order to understand that. That's really not explainable in linear or logical terms, but it's like having a friendship and that bond by like a thousand, because it's based on something that's really focused on your success and happiness. And when you have people believing in you and wanting that and holding those intentions for you too, that universal consciousness starts to bring those things to you. And that's why my tagline is amazing results in your reality, because sometimes I'm like, that's amazing. And my clients are like, that's amazing. And and that's how it is. And, you know, my favorite quote about that is from, I believe it was Buddha, who said, those who are awakened live in a state of constant amazement. So you almost start awaken to your, well, you do start to awaken to your own soul's power. And you start to do the things that you've really thought that you could do all along. And that's, it seems amazing because you haven't done it before.
Wow. I'm just, I'm so happy to hear that there are actual career coaches with this type of philosophy, because there is such a need, and I know it works. And so you have started the Career Change Academy, and obviously this is the process that you work in with your clients in that academy.
Yes, it's very exciting. We just launched that. And
tell us more.
Yes, I would love to. I'm very excited about it. It brings together, you know, 10-plus years of my work and my passion. And one thing that I've always excelled at is leading groups and teaching, really. Because, I mean, I feel that we all need adult education and life skills, you know, and money management, careers, relationships, stress. We all didn't really learn those things growing up anywhere that I can remember. And so it's a process that takes people through what I'm calling the presence process, which is very much getting in touch with that part of yourself. And it's a group process, so there's that dynamic mastermind energy. And they get the book, and they get the course information, and they get the coaching. And through all of those different learning dynamics, they can actually change their career, get on the right direction in 2 months.
Wow.
It's a 2-month program. It's smartcareerchanges.com.
Smartcareerchanges.com. Now, is this an online? Do they have to be in your office? How do you work this academy?
Great question. It is actually very virtual, and we will meet by telephone bridge, and we'll be bridged in together as a group. We'll have email contact. They will do some homework and assignments, and then I will get back with them. So we'll have a lot of dialogue, a lot of interaction. There'll be a lot of discussion and just a lot of learning, and a lot of not just learning but applying, because what we don't need in this world is more information. We need application of information. And so I'm a very, very big proponent of applying basic experiential things to what seems like complex changes, like a career change. It's really not that hard once you know the steps.
Wow. So aside from this Career Change Academy, do you also coach people over the phone? So do you have, you're in Corpus Christi, Texas, so can somebody in California become one of your clients?
Absolutely. Most of my clients are not from my little hometown here. I actually have clients all over the world, and when they go to the Smart Changes, smartcareerchanges.com, you'll see just a few of my testimonials, one of which is a really great one. She's from Australia. And, you know, as somebody who is that committed that she can work out 15-hour difference, she gets up at like 7 a.m. in the morning to have our calls. You know, people certainly in Ohio can call me.
Exactly. So, but that's not the only website you have. You also have brightlightcoach.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is your coaching?
That is my coaching. Yes, and actually there's several YouTube videos of myself coaching, and there's some testimonials there as well. There's a lot of information at brightlightcoach.com.
Yes, and actually I just clicked on it right now, and I just want to tell our listeners that if they sign up, they can also get $149 value of subscription to get Smart Power Thoughts, and also 10 Days to Discover Your Life Purpose e-course. So I just really encourage our listeners to go to brightlightcoach.com. That's three words, but all stuck together. And also to check out, and I'm sure that she has a link on there, the Michelle's other site, smartcareerchanges.com. You know, I had a bunch of notes here, Michelle, that I really wanted to talk to you about, but I just realized that I think that has to be another interview, because we could be going on all day.
Yes.
So So it's just been a real pleasure and talking to you, Michelle, talking about your book, and I just want the listeners to get this again. The book is called Get Your Career on the Fast Track, subtitle, A Navigational Guide for the Modern Manager. And obviously when you talk about the modern manager, you're talking about us, ourselves, as being the manager of our own lives and our own career.
Yes.
So, Michelle, is there anything that you'd like to say to our listening audience right now, just sort of to close up this interview?
Very simple. If anyone is suffering from what I call job dread, and that Monday morning where they just don't want to get out of bed and go to that place that they've been thinking about leaving for who knows how long, you know, make today be the commitment to make that change and to get the help that you need, because it's out there. And whether somebody buys my book or works with me as a coach, there's a lot of different help for those who are willing to be helped. And I would just encourage everybody to be smart enough, courageous enough, and brave enough to take that step and ask for help when you need it.
You know, boy, those are just thoughts that should just resonate with everybody, because it's certainly something that we all, you know, we all have some fear base. We have some fear to move on. What you had just said, I know that that's going to be a real inspiration for many. And again, listeners, I just want to remind you that we are talking with Dr. Michelle Casto. She is the author of Get Your Career on the Fast Track. And I just want to remind you of her website. Again, it's brightlightcoach.com. And the other one is smartcareerchanges.com. Again, thanks, Michelle. I'm your host, Irene Watson. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.